a sandwich.
You make daddy a sandwich.
Most of the time.
No. Let me ask you this. Well, okay, let me ask you this. If me and you out and somebody say something slick to you,
you punch him in the face.
You want me to smack him in his mouth, right?
That's right.
So if I take you on a date and I say, look, baby, we're gonna go Dutch.
No.
Exactly. If we walking up to the car and I don't open your car door, what do you say?
Open the door.
You better believe it.
Yeah, no, I am with you. I think
so. You make daddy a sandwich.
I think.
Gosh, you know, once you're welcomed back into the United States, you remember all the toxicity. You remember the people complaining, the people bitching, people moaning, people politic this, politic that. I hate you, primate. But, you know, all these different things are going. It's so draining. It really is. And I, of course, in the dating scene, there isn't any shortage of toxicity. So I was able to run into somebody that reached out to me and was judging me in the pictures. She was just saying, wow, you wearing sandals? You wearing socks with sandals on? Okay. But the other pictures, you got shirts on. You look good. I'm like, yeah, thanks. You know what? Because you're being so judgmental. This is how I responded. Because you're being so judgmental, I'll make sure that if we're dating, I'll go ahead and get dressed worse. I'm going to go ahead and every day wear socks with sandals every fucking day with a t-shirt and shorts just to piss you off because you're that type of judgmental woman. And then I said to her, okay. And she didn't respond. But then I also said, so, you know, you're looking for a high value man. You're looking for this perfect fucking anomaly that it's like, what is it you bring to the table? What is it that makes you so amazing that a guy of that quality of being fit, being black, being a professional, successful, financial, all these things. What do you bring to the table? And she went ahead and deleted me. I was like, okay, yeah, I figured as much. And it just goes into what we're currently dealing with in our landscape. I think there's just such a massive combination of, you know, society egos, toxic behaviors, lack of respect for one another. I couldn't tell you why everyone's having these difficulties in dating versus a long time ago. When I look at the situation with Tom Brady and I see that not even a few weeks after they both announced a divorce and being amicable, she's out in Costa Rica with the fucking jiu-jitsu trainer that she was training with a year ago. And for a lot of men, that's going to be something that they're going to see and they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to do that. It's like there's no upside to being married or being committed to somebody, especially if you're successful. That's the thing that women don't understand is that when men are successful, they're usually being courted by women. It's the other way around. Like, women are trying to lock them in so that they have the security that they would like to experience with the partner. So what it seems like to me is that you have a landscape where a lot of women are fighting for the quality men. The quality men know this, so they're not in any rush. They're not in any rush because regular guys like me are not, we're not getting pussy every day. Now, I would have to lie. I would have to be misleading. I would have to not share as much as I do for me to get the success that I want. But I won't be able to sleep at night if I went about it that way. But because of this landscape where people are getting reinvigorated by their views, including yours truly, because I would speak for myself, is that I've been checking the women for a long time. I've been checking them since 2015, 16, because I started seeing the trend and behaviors of entitlement, but with no desire to give you anything back. And it didn't make sense to me until I started investigating and realizing that these women at the basic level, average guy versus average woman gets solicited 10 times more. So if I was to put myself in that position and I was to get hounded by men left and right, and it was nonstop anywhere I went, anytime I went online, then I'd probably be a little bit choosier. If anything, I'll pick my standards so high so that it filters everybody out. I understand that. I think you have to be realistic in knowing what your market is. So I would think if I was a 19-year-old or even a 25-year-old that was fit, that was an Instagram model, that was a perfect trophy wife as far as the optics. And you probably have your pickings of whoever man you want on the higher elite or not, or at least a millionaire or something like that. Because when you're that, when you're the optics are that much that other people agree with it, then you become an attractive person to somebody else. Now, you can't, as a woman, I don't think you should ever convey your sexual history to a guy. You shouldn't tell him how many body counts. If you fuck 10 people, you got to tell him I've only had two. And that's it. You know, you got to keep everything a secret. It sucks. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying those are the pros and cons of dating. And men generally do have a problem with women have a high body count. They do get bothered. And I don't get bothered by it because that was history. I don't. That's not who you are now. Hold on for a second. I think I got somebody here. I have the best fucking neighbors, by the way. I really do. I mean, just came over. It's so cool living in a neighborhood like this, having a good neighbor like that, man. He just came over, gave me some tape. I was asking for some tape. But what I was saying was initially, there's this, you talk about women and men and dating in particularly, right? And the body count, something that's important to men. For women, stability, being able to provide, being able to be emotionally available, all these different things that women eventually, when they want to be in a relationship, have a house that they nest and have their children and have people come over, whatever they envision with that partner. So it's just a really fascinating thing as time goes along, and many people are having these conversations about dating and about what is right, what is wrong. And what you see in this landscape is that it's changed quite a bit. Is that you're having a fight between women as far as being traditional or being modern, and knowing the difference between the two, and then men realizing what they're going to get now, it's not what they would probably have gotten in a more traditional sense of marriage. And I understand that. I understand that ultimately you have to get whatever it is that you desire in order for you to be happy. But you also have to be realistic with what you bring to the table. So, for example, I'll speak about myself. It's like I'm 45, middle-aged man, right? I have a career. It pays well. I have no issues with co-parenting. I have no issues, but I'm not a single 25-year-old making six digits and bragging about it on social media, right? So I'm a little bit older, and I have a kid, and I've been married, and so I know that my criteria isn't going to be, unless I'm trying to marry, you know, somebody like a 25-year-old that's single and has no kids, or a 33-year-old that has no kids or that is looking for marriage, right? So I understand what kind of person I can attract. It'll be somebody that's career-oriented and that focuses on their kids mostly. And it's looking for more of a plus one connection where we hang out, we can be together, but I have my life going on, you have your life going on, and then once these kids are out of the house, then we could see how that next chapter looks. And so I know that's a very limited range of women that will be interested in me. But there's women out there, and men obviously, that think that they are entitled to have more. So you see somebody like I just mentioned earlier, Instagram model, 1 million, but she hates sucking dick. She doesn't know how to cook. And she's fucking filthy and messy and doesn't clean anything around the house, including herself. As a guy, that's not something that's very attractive to have, because you want a woman to play some of the roles. At the end of the day, when you're in a relationship, it's about roles. And if the roles that you're not able to perform, can the other person do well? And vice versa, can their roles that they're deficient at, can you do for them? And so when you have that or understanding of, okay, I'm a better shooter than you are, but you're a better rebounder than me, so let's get together and form a team and we'll do our parts and win. That's how relationships should be. Like, but it all comes, I always say this to everybody, when I talk always in generalities, because, I mean, for example, like women can be very emotional. Like that, no woman should be able to tell me, even though you may be the exception, you have to say you agree. Like, okay, I'm a little emotional. Okay, cool. Great. So just like with men, like I know men can be violent. They could be short-tempered. I know all of that. I just saw that with somebody recently when we were hanging out doing our thing. It's like how they were speaking to people. And I was like, man, I know he won't talk to me like that, but I get it. You know, I get that, but because men can get very short fused when it comes to not having things go their way. But women don't understand that at all. Women, in a way, they're just wanting to have their cake and eat it too. Men are like that too, but I think it's mostly when it comes to sexual relations. Like, they want to have their wife, they want to have their mistress, and they want to have the casual hoe every other day or every other week, whatever you want to call it. A guy will be happy with the wife at home, fucking a woman at work, and then fucking somebody on the weekend if they go out, have some drinks, or go on a trip or something like that. That's many men's perfect ideal situation if the wife ever allowed it. Okay? I'm not saying that's what's happening out there in the landscape. All I'm saying is that a lot of guys wish they can have variety or options on their end without the woman wanting those options. They want that woman to be loyal. Like, they want that woman not to look at anybody else, or at least make them feel like nobody else matters but them. So you're running into this ego, you're running into this pride, and women obviously don't want to be cheated on. They don't want to be talking to you and then realize that you're married with a wife that lives in another state and you have kids. So it goes both ways. Like, everyone is not truly conveying what they really want or honest with themselves in that sense, right? And I think that's going to be the problem always in the dating dynamic, now more so than ever, because people are wanting so much, but yet they don't know what they're bringing to the table. It's like you're going to the dealership and you're trying to get the brand new model, but you don't have no money to bring down, give any money down, and then your car that you're trading in has a negative equity value. You're not, I mean, they can make it happen, but gosh, they got to go a long way. But if you want that new car, that beautiful car that you love in the lot, and you bring in $10,000 in cash and your credit is over 700 or 800, of course, easy peasy. You're walking out of there in less than 4 hours. But people, that mentality just doesn't run rampant, because what happens is, in our circles, I believe, we see exceptions to the rule. Like, we'll see, I can easily go ahead and say, you know, my friends have beautiful partners that are easygoing or whatever. Why can't I get that? Why can't I? And those are things that you can't focus on it that way. Like, why is that person that I feel I'm better than getting more ass than I am? And it's not really a rhyme or reason to it. It's just some people attract more than others. And I feel people sometimes get caught up in comparing who they want to be versus what that other person has. And a lot of times it's just not realistic in that way. You know, I've had people that I don't find as attractive, but it's just because of my standards. It's not because I see somebody else, even though I do clown about it. I mean, man, I see that ugly motherfucker, that fine ass bitch. Oh, but he's a millionaire. Oh, never mind. You know? Or Pete Davidson, for example. Like, he's just dating somebody else. A fine ass bitch. I mean, I forgot. She's another model, supermodel. So he just be banging tens and then they get rid of him. So that's the way it works. It's like everyone outside is looking like, how is he getting the best looking women in Hollywood? Like, how are they allowing him access continuously? And he's bashing fine ass women. Like, there is no doubt about it. You can say any girl that he talked to, she ugly. No. Rejection, objection, whatever you want to call it. That guy's doing work. So there is no rhyme or reason. I always go back to this when it comes to dating, is that you got to start with knowing yourself. You got to know what you're all about, what you really want to experience, what really is going to make you happy, and create a profile of what that person looks like. It's not going to be verbatim to the point, but you should have a good idea of how that person looks like. Like, I know the person that I'm going to look like, it's going to be somebody that prioritizes their career and their children and their individual time above relationship time. And they initially, and as time goes, they will want to bring that ranking up higher to the relationship, because they love their life as is. They're very independent. They're not relying on a man to pay their bills or do anything for them. Now, I don't mind having a girl subservient, but she's going to know her role too. You just can't go ahead and have me pay all the bills and thinking that you can tell me what to do. And that's the problem that I find with women, is that they want to have all the perks of being a traditional woman, where everything is taken care of, but they also want to tell you what to do. They want to control. They want to have a final say. And that's where I think a lot of men are especially men like myself, it's not worth the investment knowing that they're not bringing to the table what you feel they should bring to the table because of the fact of how much you're going to give to that partner from a security standpoint, from an availability standpoint. And those are things that always get overlooked in the world of dating.
Why would anybody want to deal with you? How about that?
Let's see. I'm intelligent. I'm motivated. I have my own business. I maintain my own lifestyle. I'm not understanding the full scope of your question.
Well, see, that's the problem now, ain't it? You just described yourself as a man. See, you got to understand what the men want. And nothing you said in there was anywhere close to being feminine, beautiful, inspirational, caring, loving. The way you're talking almost sounds like a dude.